True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, with Thanksgiving coming up, the holidays coming up, everybody's talking about eating, and I have some bizarre reasons you may eat too much. All right, these are bizarre. It doesn't have anything to do with holiday eating. Well, okay. I guess some of it could in some ways.
I mean, I don't need a bizarre reason. I just like the food and it tastes good and I'm hungry.
Yeah, he made a comment earlier. He goes, God, I wish I'd have got two biscuits. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. She said, are you still hungry? He goes, no, it was just real good.
I said it was both. But yeah, it just tasted good. I wanted to keep on eating it.
Here's the bizarre reasons you eat too much. You eat muffins for breakfast.
Ooh.
Yeah, grabbing a muffin may save some time, but if you want to fit into your favorite skinny jeans without cutting the circulation off to your toes, you better eat some protein in the morning instead of one of those muffins.
Well, what if I add protein to the muffin?
Okay, yeah, I can work with that.
Okay.
Egg whites, though, omelets, Greek yogurt, they say that's what you need to do because protein has the ability to keep you full and you feel full.
Could it be an egg McMuffin? I'd rather have that than a muffin.
That's okay. Got protein.
All right, bizarre reasons you eat too much. You eat M&Ms instead of Hershey's Kisses. Choosing a wrapped treat will help you eat less because it's just, you know, you think about the Hershey's Kisses, like, I got to unwrap this before I eat it. But with the M&M, it's already there, the pop in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's so easy just to overeat M&Ms. But when you have to do the work of unwrapping everything you eat, even like Jolly Ranchers, if it's got wrapping around each individual piece, you eat less of it, according to this research.
Well, just tell yourself unwrapping it is burning more calories, so you're earning what you're eating.
Okay.
Wow.
How many calories does unwrapping a Hershey's Kiss take?
0.00001.
And it depends on if that foil breaks off into the chocolate and you have to dig it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Bizarre reasons. You eat too much. You eat lunch at 2:30. So skipping breakfast and foregoing lunch until late in the afternoon may sound like a good idea to save some calories, but it's going to backfire, they say. You should try to get in more of your calories earlier in the day when you're moving, exercising, and working, because the later on in the day, you don't do that as much. So research shows that waiting to eat later in the day is a surefire way to set yourself up for overeating, because a lot of times, too, if you don't eat for a while, you overeat with that meal whenever it's time to eat. Because, right, like, man, I'm so hungry, and then you overeat.
When I was on my diet, I ate 5 meals a day.
Oh.
I spread them out every 3 hours. I'd have 350 calories every 3 hours. And you don't eat right before you go to bed.
But it sounds like a lot of fun, because, like, I don't get to eat a lot more because I'm eating 5 times a day, but you're eating less calories, and it sounds like more work to get to food.
Well, and a lot of it is probably healthier stuff, too. So it's not like a Big Mac and you're good. It's like a handful of almonds kind of thing.
Oh, my God. That doesn't count as a snack, even.
I counted calories. I mean, I didn't eat bread, but I'd have a turkey burger.
You didn't eat bread? Jesus ate bread.
And how did you eat a turkey burger if you didn't eat bread?
I would say the turkey burger without the bread. I'd get the cheese, the lettuce, tomato, and I'd use a fork and knife.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
And the bizarre reasons you eat too much. You think you burned 500 calories during your 20-minute walk, but most likely you didn't. They had volunteers. They were asked to exercise on a treadmill and then eat the caloric equivalent from the buffet of what they had just burned off. They overestimated calories burned by 3 to 4 times and overcompensated because they thought, okay, I just got off the treadmill. I can eat this much.
So treadmill's why I quit dieting and trying to lose weight. Because I got on one day, and it showed me how many calories I was burning. And I had a Three Musketeers bar there to wait to after I got done.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 hours later, I still hadn't burned off enough to eat a Three Musketeers bar.
Yeah.
I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Don't want to discourage you. They say walking a brisk pace of about 4 miles per hour for 30 minutes burns about 170 calories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're not burning off crap.
Yeah. And
so why do it?
Exactly. That's why I got rid of my treadmill.
All right. Two last things here to help you out. Bizarre reasons you eat too much. Your sports team lost. Mm. Yeah.
Emotional eating.
Is that not the case? A study published, this is from the Psychological Science. They found that fans of losing teams are more likely to reach for comfort foods. They're normally unhealthy comfort foods.
Not to mention the foods you ate watching the game.
Well, that's true, yeah. And so you're sitting there shoveling in the Doritos and having fun. Okay. And then all of a sudden they lose. It's like, I guess got to go and have some emotional eating. And then finally, bizarre reason to you eat too much, you drink out of a curved glass.
Hmm?
Yeah.
A wine glass?
Sounds like it.
So they say whether you're an optimist or a pessimist, your perception of a half-full glass and how much beverage it contains depends on the shape of the container. So men and women who drink an alcoholic beverage from a curved glass, think like a flute shape, they say, with a flared top.
That's a wine glass champagne.
That's exactly that.
Mm. Martini.
Okay. They were 60% faster to consume the beverage than those who drank from a straight-sided glass.
Margarita. What about just from the bottle?
Okay, they did not have any information from the bottle.
It's curved. I think my biggest problem is boredom. Like, you're sitting there, and I'm reading a book, or I'm on social media, I'm doing something, and I'm just like bored, so I eat, because eating adds some excitement to everything.
My mother-in-law would say that's when you should get up and go for a walk.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Is there, like, a place that serves food where I'm walking to?
I don't think she likes me very much. That's her advice.
I mean, could you imagine Tom? Like, he finds excitement. You hear that in a movie trailer? It's like you see this big guy just eating up. That's like the action movie for Tom.
I went walking once, and I actually walked 6 miles. But the third mile in, I just stopped at Jersey Mike's and got me a foot-long sub. It's the first time I ever sat and ate by myself, but I sat outside. This was when Jersey Mike's was downtown, and I sat out there and ate the whole sub.
So halfway through your 6 mile walk.
And then I walked the rest of the way home.
Oh, that's funny.
And then you get home and you find out you didn't even burn off anything like the calories that you ate.
I wish I'd have brought some home because I was hungry when I got home.
I got to say, at last 3 miles, I had to be kind of stressful.
It was very slow.
Slowed down a bit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Guaranteed you're going to laugh coming up here on the Hawk and Tom Show because Nate Bargatze is going to be hanging out with us. Here's part of his comedy bit about him going to career day for his daughter.
I went to career day for my daughter's school, and I get what I do is very fun. But I was nervous because I'm there with real people, and they're smart. So I was hoping to sit at a table alone. They put me at a table with a surgeon, which I think they did it on purpose. Almost to show the kids, here's the difference between reading. So the kids like come up, you know, and they're like, what subjects do you use for comedy? And I was like, I don't even know what the subjects they're taking. I was like, I do English. I do mostly English on stage. They asked him, how long do you go to school to be a surgeon? You know, and he's like 54 years or whatever. It's like a... And they asked me, they're like, how long to be a comedian? I was like, you're good now. So, look, finish elementary school, make your parents happy, but then I'd get out and get after it.
Well, he is going to be at the Bhaskar Willis Arena. He'll be on our show coming up here in 5 minutes. So stay close.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're excited. Nate Bargatze is going to be at the, tomorrow, two shows.
Yeah, how about that?
So that's going to be very exciting, but very exciting for us as well is that he is on with us this morning. Good morning, Nate.
Hello, what's up?
Hey. How are you doing?
It's been a while since we saw you in Spartanburg. You were actually helping raise money for kids who could not get dental treatment.
It was Laugh for a Child.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely remember that, dude. People, a lot of people brought it up.
We had fun hanging out with you that night. And just to let everybody know, because I get this quite a bit, how do you pronounce your name? It is Nate Bargatze.
Well, a lot of people say Bargatze.
Yeah.
And then I honestly think our family says it wrong.
So, well, you know what?
Answer to whatever.
So you're coming here Saturday. You're going to make us all laugh here in the Upstate.
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, it's been the tour's been fun. I'm a big fan of Greenville. And do y'all say Greenville or Greenville?
We say Greenville.
Well, Greenville.
Well, it depends. Siri says Greenville. So.
Well, I was born and raised here. We grew up Greenville.
Greenville.
But in radio, I had to say Greenville.
Yeah.
Hey, my parents are from Louisville.
Right.
So that's why I was asking. Yeah.
Now, talking about your parents, you got a funny bit that you do in your comedy routine. Because I grew up as a pastor's kid. And Tom's granddad was a preacher, but you have an unusual occupation your dad did growing up, and that's he was a clown.
Yeah, I've been yelled at by a clown. Which is confusing to get yelled at by a guy that's got a smile painted on his face.
That would be difficult for sure.
It's like he's smiling while he's sitting there yelling at you.
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
You should have honked his nose while he was yelling at you.
Yeah. It would be funny because I would have pictures at home where I would be like, I'm like 5 years old and my dad's pushing me on a swing. And so my mom's taking a picture. And then my dad's not supposed to be in the picture, but he is because this is back when you didn't get to look at your picture before.
Right.
And it's just, he's in full clown costume.
Those have to be almost spooky.
People get uncomfortable with it. You know, when I was around it, you get used to it, I guess. It's like getting vegetables forced down you.
Yeah.
You well, you know what? We're excited to have you here in the Upstate again. I know that your fame has gotten really, like, because you were doing stand-up shows in comedy places, and now you're sold-out stadiums you're doing now. How's it affected your life?
And what was the turning point?
The Netflix specials, definitely for sure. And then I had a special, The Greatest Average American, came out during COVID, and I think a lot of people watched that.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't have anything to do.
Nothing to do. That's all I'm waiting for. Is I just need
All right. Yeah.
A second.
So when you go out to the grocery store now, do you get recognized a lot?
Yeah. I say I get recognized probably every day somewhere. Nothing crazy, though. You know, like I was just with Jimmy Fallon in Vegas. We were doing this golf tournament thing.
Yeah. Right.
The difference of, like, I get recognized every day, but the difference of, like, TV where he gets recognized, it's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
I get, you know, I'll take pictures or you know, someone's like, what's up, Nate? Like that.
Right.
Like Fallon, it's everybody knows him.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of fame if you can help it.
No, I don't.
I want to thank you for something because as a parent with younger kids, there's so little clean comedy or clean anything out there in the world. And you, it's so much easier to work blue. You have my respect and admiration because you take clean fun and it's not horrible dad jokes. It's really quality humor and you keep it clean.
Look, it's hard to do stuff with kids. I was like, think about you watching TV and like commercials are getting dicey.
Right.
And because you got to almost have a kid to realize how uncomfortable you are with stuff, because then you're like, God, you're just sitting there with you. But I always started clean. I was going to be, I mean, my parents would have killed me. You know, my dad, he did pastor too. He's always done stuff with church, like being in church and all that.
A clown pastor.
Yeah, he was all of it. He was all of it. He was a teacher. I could have never been dirty in front of my parents.
Yeah. We're on the phone with Nate Brigazzi. He's going to be at the Bon Screwellis Arena. By the way, I did see what you were talking about growing up in a preacher's house. Your siblings got away with other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get away with stuff.
No, I didn't. I mean, I was the first, but I followed the rules.
Right.
I did what you were supposed to do. I have a sister that's 10 years younger than me. What I say in special, she was raised by her best friends. And, I mean, she does whatever she wants. And she has a tattoo. She's just got another tattoo. And, I mean, I was not I'm the one that's not happy with it. My parents, I guess, have just given up.
You wouldn't have thought about getting a tattoo, but she got a tattoo and didn't get in trouble. But you would have gotten in trouble.
I would have gotten big trouble. I would have never done it. Still don't have one.
I see you talking about your wife quite a bit, and I know you have to have a great relationship. Is she okay with the content that you bring, where you're kind of like, you're making fun of the way she communicates and all kinds of stuff?
She knows everything that I say. I'm fortunate, too, that she has a great sense of humor. And so she doesn't mind it at all.
So at the beginning, though, did you ever walk off stage and she's like, I can't believe you told them that?
I've had some jokes maybe I've told that I shouldn't have told. But I would never tell her I told them. They didn't work, though. If one of them works, then I'm like, I gotta go tell her, hey, this joke's working.
This is a good one about you. I gotta tell this joke.
The thing where you're on the couch, you're playing the video game, and she comes out, there's that instant guilt again. Like, if I'm playing a video game, my wife can come in and she starts cleaning the room, and she's not upset with me, but I can no longer have fun because now I feel guilty. I'm like, he gets me.
Yeah, and that's their fault, not our fault.
Yeah. How dare she?
Also, what's so funny is you're kind of like Tom, too. I saw a segment where you're talking about you're letting your daughter sleep with you.
She still is with us now. I mean, we're on the verge. You know, with one kid.
Yeah.
You just kind of are like, I'm hanging on to it as long as I can. Before she gives in.
It's funny because Hawk and I tell everyone we meet, we're like, parenthood is the greatest cult ever. It's so cool.
Yeah, but if we try to give each other advice, we're like, you ruin your kid the way you want to, and I ruin mine the way I want to.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Well, you know, it's always a blast to hang out with you. We're excited. The Bon Screwellis Arena this Saturday. You won't be disappointed. Nate's going to make you laugh.
I love it. Thank you guys
all
so
right.
much.
You Great too, Nate. Take you. Care.
See you, Nate. Bye.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Brigazzi, and excited to always listen to Hawk and Tom when I'm in the upstate. That's what you say. That's what they told me.
I've become very skeptical of news stories that I see on social media. You read some of them, and you can't believe they're true, but they look so official, and for a second, you're fooled. But hopefully, your common sense prevails, and you're like, wait a second. No one's that dumb. No one could do that. It's too stupid.
Yeah, I told you I saw the video of apparently Bojangles serving a sandwich that's the buns are the bow rounds.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that looks good, but I go to the menu. Well, some woman posted a video going, well, I feel like a fool because she went into Bojangles to order it.
And what was it?
It was like a chicken sandwich, but the buns were bow rounds.
Oh, so it was like big hash brown buns.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
I would love to have it, but the woman was so embarrassed, she said, going into Bojangles, she goes, I'm never believing any video I see again.
You know, I got fooled on at the beginning of TikTok where those ladies made this Coca-Cola pie. And they showed all this crap.
See,
and
that's a real thing, though.
It is.
Not this one, because I did it, and it turned out to be slop. But you have to be careful of these things. Tori came in this morning with a story, and I was like, that's got to be fake. And I looked it up, and it wasn't fake. It was real.
Oh.
She said there was a lady who brought in a hedgehog to an animal rescue after nursing it overnight.
A baby hedgehog, one of the little itty-bitty ones.
And found out. Why are you laughing?
The image for a second was, you said nursing it overnight.
Oh. And
when Tori said that, I thought nursing too.
Y'all are weird.
And I'm like, I hope with the bottle.
Well, and I thought about that too.
Baby
like, okay.
won't latch.
But you're thinking about that, because that would be painful. A hedgehog, they're like little porcupines.
Well, it turned out that this animal that she brought in a cardboard box, she said that she had found it in her driveway. It was cold. And it wasn't moving, so she put it in the box and brought it in to warm it up in the house and brought it. She stood in line at the animal rescue the next morning, first person in, And it turned out to be one of those fuzzy round things that goes on top of a hat or a beanie.
Like a stocking cap.
Yeah. It's a fuzzy round ball.
It's Santa's hat.
This lady took care of it. And so the woman who works at the rescue, she says that she was alarmed when she brought in this baby hedgehog because it was too early in the season for hedgehogs. She opened the box and she couldn't believe what she was seeing. She could tell right away it wasn't a hedgehog, but she thought it might be another fluffy creature. Then she realized it wasn't moving at all, and when she picked it up, it didn't have enough weight on it. The lady was very sweet, bless her heart. It was in the right place, but she took the box and left quickly and was embarrassed because it was not an animal.
And you know that lady was like, now it's real shy, okay? It's just stayed in this little ball all night.
Yeah, it's not moved. Well, maybe it did move because when you're in transit, that little ball was rolling all over the place. Yeah, so that's why she looks back in the box. Oh, that moved.
And Kato, I was talking with Kato about a story, and he's like, these people vote. This woman who thought a fuzzy thing from the top of a cap was a baby hedgehog and didn't realize when she picked it up, this is way too light to be an animal. She puts it in a box. They actually showed it in this cardboard box.
Yeah.
And it's got food in there with it.
But it looks, honestly, it looks like a critter. It really does.
It does.
Yeah. But when you pick it up and it doesn't weigh anything, that's the first sign.
You might have thought it was a baby hedgehog.
Oh, and my God. You're defending her. Yeah. That means you're as dumb as she is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just good-hearted. Yeah. Not dumb, just good-hearted,
no,
trying
to
help.
It's still dumb.
Like, if it were, like Kato said, a Santa hat ball, you know, you could have, okay, yeah. That one's not real. That one looks suspiciously real.
I'll be honest, if I saw that, I'd be like, what is that? And I'd probably kick it around, and by the time I picked it up, I think I would know.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But it does look kind of, I've never seen a
We're
going
to post this story. I still say, I'm sorry, yes, the picture might look interesting, but there's no excuse after you picked it up and you couldn't tell the difference between an animal and a fluffy thing that goes on the top of a hat.
She said, poor things doesn't even have legs. I tell you.
It looks like a Star Wars Tribble or one of those fuzzy things that's an old thing. They looked like that. They were round fuzzy balls.
I saw those the other day. There was a funny Star Trek video going around right now, and it had them coming out the whole time. What was it? Some kind of Western Star Trek thing. It looked just like that.
So, I'm sorry. I don't understand why people are defending this. This lady's an idiot.
I mean, she had a good heart
that
about it.
That doesn't change that she's an idiot, though. She's a good-hearted idiot.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I think about Tom when I read this. It says, can you rewear workout clothes if they don't smell?
Okay, why did you think of me?
Because when you were in high school, you said you never washed your workout clothes or gym clothes.
My gym was the last class of the day, so I would just stand my clothes up in the back of the locker and just wear them each day for gym and then change back into my regular clothes and go home. It was just for one semester.
Okay.
I think I'd have just worn the gym clothes home.
But then I would have had to do something with all of it. It was much easier.
Throw it in the wash.
Yeah, when you say stand it up, I just imagine you're walking out and it's just like crumpling and pieces are falling.
No.
Like dried up sweat.
Nothing was falling off of it.
Oh, okay.
The worst ever.
They were just not real smelling good.
Is when you have gym class like first or second period. And then the rest of the day, you got that, you know, stinky or sweaty. I could not do that because I have to take a shower.
I showered after.
Did you really?
Yeah, I always shower.
Oh. Now, I wouldn't get naked in front of a room full of people.
I didn't like it.
I was too shy for that.
Okay, so can you wear non-stinky gym clothes for more than one sweaty session?
You wear non-stinky gym clothes? So how do you know they don't stink?
Well, you got to sniff them, I think.
I don't know if you can tell or not.
Yeah, you can.
Sometimes you get used to your own stink and you don't notice it.
I mean, I can raise my underarm and smell when I'm smelling bad.
Okay, so the researcher said this. The issue is the sweat your body produces is actually odorless, and it's the bacteria and the oil from your skin that mixes with the sweat to produce odor.
Oh. Okay.
And then it transfers to whatever you have actually are wearing
you know, after you've been working out at the gym trying to climb the rope or, you know, whenever you're sweating. Sometimes you might be in church sweating because what the preacher's saying.
So it doesn't matter whether the sweat stinks or not. It stinks by the time it gets to your clothes.
Yeah.
Well, so you stink because you were sweating.
If you don't wash that clothing that you had right away, they say that that bacteria bug can multiply. And therefore, if you wear them again, they'll be even stinkier when you begin sweating, because there's even more of that stuff going on. Mm. No real sweat bugs going there.
No wonder you were bullied, Tom. You were the stinky boy in school.
I wasn't stinky until sixth period, and I only stunk at gym, and then I changed back. It wasn't like I was going. I was going through school the whole day, freshly showered until the end of the day.
I can't make fun of you, because I did that too some days, Tom.
Did you shower before you put your school clothes back on to go home?
No.
So you just got your stink all over those clothes?
No, because it was all in my gym clothes.
Okay.
I always had gym last period, but the few times that it was first or second, the coaches were always like, run. I'm like, I'm not. I just got here. I just did my hair. I am not going to get sweaty. I will walk briskly.
I will take that F.
Yeah. I don't even think kids have gym anymore.
Oh, they do too. Mine does.
But most of my time, I don't think my kids, or they would just sit in the bleachers and play on their phones.
Public schools may not. I don't know.
I don't know, but mine, he does go to private school, and they make him do a mile. You have to do a mile under, and you have to run it under.
Oh, that's not good.
7 to 8 minutes, and if you can't do that, you have to do it the next week, and then the next week, and when you can complete the mile under a certain amount of time, you don't have to do it anymore.
That's would transfer stupid. Schools.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's mean.
We should do find out how long, and we're going to try that one.
Not me.
What are you, Tori, all of a sudden?
No, I ain't running a mile.
Of course, I know Tori's not because she's just done her hair.
I can tell you this. I did a run walk the other day. I've been trying to exercise a little bit more, and I couldn't do it under 12 minutes. So, but I was running and walking. Running, you should at least probably be able to do a 10-minute mile.
I swept off my decks from the leaves and started sweating. I had to go sit down.
Last time I ran, I thought I was doing pretty good, and I kid you not, the older ladies in my neighborhood walked by me as I was running. I just gave up and went home.
I got tired going up the stairs this morning.
Tom was all winded. I'm like, you've been working out?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We use some really bad passwords.
Yeah.
A lot of people will use password or 123456789. Some people get clever and they'll do like P@SSW0RD and they think they're going to trick the hackers that way.
I love what our company's made us do
by
making a sentence for a password.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? I haven't done that.
Me either.
You haven't?
No. Oh,
the next time you have to... Whenever it tells you to change your password, you have to use that new form because I got a sentence and I will never forget it.
Me either. I'm like, I know it every time now. I'll say the word fart is in mine.
I think the sentence only has to be like 23 characters or something, so mine's not really a sentence. Oh,
I got a bad word in mine.
I guess that, Crooks.
Yes. Well, it's funny you say that. That is the latest trend.
Are you serious?
Yes, the hottest password trend in 2025 is swear words.
They
say there's a couple reasons for this. Some people are very frustrated when they have to change their password, so they put... curse words in it, profanity.
That's what they're thinking of at the time.
We have a ratings company. You've heard of Nielsen before. They do all that. And we have to log in to see the stuff.
Yep.
And they make it so you have to change it every 3 months, which is exactly how often the ratings come out. So every time you log in to check things, you have to change your password. So I put horrible things in my password.
Because you're not going to have to remember it again.
Well,
right?
I do have to write it down in my phone so I can get it that one time to change it next time.
Yeah. You're like, write that, Nielsen.
I just imagine a hacker figuring it out and being like, oh, my.
Yeah.
Goodness.
It might keep the hacker from hacking your account going, I ain't messing with this guy.
It's like the hacker's trying to teach his kids how to hack as well. It's like, kids, turn away. This password's just too
Well, here are the password trends of 2025. Special characters. I mentioned the @. A lot of companies require special characters now. It's funny because the guy who came up with this idea of putting special characters in says he just made that up. It wasn't based on any research or any logic.
He just had to do his job that day, and
he just made up some rules.
He lied on the resume and got the job and was like, oh, no, what do I do now?
All right, another trend is using words that are basically the same as password, but not exactly. For example, people will put secret or code or passkey or passcode. Sometimes they'll use other languages but still write password. And that's their password. That's the easiest for hackers to guess. It's one of the first things they try is variations on the word password.
I'm in so much trouble. My son comes to me the other day on his his gaming account. And it's like, hey, I made a whole bunch of new accounts. And I use the same password we always use, Dad. I'm like, so I got mine floating out there with 20 passwords. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. One hacker in the gaming community, and I'm cooked.
Yeah, you should probably change that.
I'd change at least your password.
Yeah.
Can you remember it?
Exactly.
It just surprised me. I'm like, you can't do that. He's like, I'm sorry.
If it's something that don't have any personal information, such as a credit card, and it's nothing that it doesn't matter, I don't care. I'll make up something easy.
Right.
Now, I had this just happen, and I know we've talked about it, where it was going incorrect. So I'm like, well, just let me change it. I put the exact password I had written down that I had in there, and it says you can't use the old one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was it then. Why wouldn't you let me in?
Well, and even the special characters, when you try, they're like, oh, no underscores. Oh, no #. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm like, well, you tell me what's allowed and we'll go from there.
Then they grade it like weak. Weak. Like, don't tell me about my password.
And then they want to prove that you're not a robot. I'm like, you're the computer. Yeah. You're the robot.
Uh-huh. You're getting bullied on the computer.
Yeah. All right. Another thing is pet or children's names, which is a terrible choice. That's something hackers can easily find out and guess.
Well, I do need to change that, Kato.
They said also brand loyalty. A lot of passwords feature people's favorite companies, like, you know, Louis Vuitton or Nike or something like that, and they use that as part of their password.
I mean, Louis Vuitton should do the job because that's a tough one to spell.
Right. You probably have trouble remembering it yourself.
I couldn't even do it right now. Louis, L-O-U-I-S. I know that one. Vuitton.
Sports fanatics, they will put their favorite sports team or player in their password.
Yeah.
Another bad idea because people can often guess that, or they may see you posting about how you love the Clemson Tigers so much on your Facebook page, and then they go and guess your password.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then use the bench warmer's name. They won't guess that.
Okay.
Oh, I got you. All right.
And then as we mentioned, the swear words is the new trend for this year. They say that it's actually important to use long passwords with a mix of letters, capital numbers, and symbols. That's what that guy came up with. But in fact, what our company is doing with sentences is the better method.
I like it.
They say also two-factor authentication is important. Yeah. That's where you have to like get a text on your phone and respond to it.
Yeah. They'll make it where the sentences, pretty soon the hackers will guess the sentences, and then they're going to make us go to paragraphs, and then that's what I'm going to be complaining about, and, password.
And then an essay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Let's get real about the holidays, okay? Coming up, we got a lot of things going on, and if you're already dreading the holidays, this might be why. They say a third of Americans say they'll be spending time with at least one person that they don't like.
Mm.
They'll even want to avoid this person if they see them at the, holiday dinners.
That's weird because I don't have anyone like that.
Oh, well, maybe it's you. If you don't have one, it might be you.
That's horrible.
Yeah. 13% said that there's a specific person they don't want to see, and it could be the person that's always, you know, there's so many to choose from. Someone talks about politics, or someone causes complications, doesn't create peace in the environment. For me, it is that I've got an aunt who kisses you on the lips every year. Yeah. So it's like, you know, she's going to go for it every time. It's just weird. Like, you know, it's one thing to kiss you on the cheek, but when that aunt's coming at you with that little big fuzzy mustache and she's going to pucker up.
Next time, just high five her.
Okay, just throw out the high five. I can do that, yeah. Give her a fist bump.
Yeah.
You can turn your head, you know. Because I have friends that started out when I met them doing that, and now I just quickly turn my head. Sometimes they'll catch me right on the edge. But I mean, I usually turn quick enough.
Yeah, but that's the worst. You're bobbing, and when they weave in, and then you accidentally still connect, and you're like, oh, dang it.
Maybe put some hot sauce on your lips.
I could do that.
That way when they kiss you, they're like, ow.
Maybe I just slip her the tongue once or twice.
Extreme, but probably effective.
It would. She wouldn't do that anymore, would she?
Well, you hope.
Yeah, she'd be. I'd be the first in line next year. Yeah. You're a big 10-second Frencher. But there's, I mean, some aunts and uncles, they get a little bit too huggy and kissy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think even worse than the aunt that gives you the Frencher is the uncle who's a little handsy with the fried.
Oh, my goodness.
I was always really glad my parents were the go say bye parents and not go give everybody hugs parents.
I know.
Because then we got the hugs, choose. And I got hugs when I was a kid. It didn't hurt anything.
No, we didn't have weird people in our family like that.
Oh, lucky you.
Oh, man. I got my cousin that shows up at the family reunion in like a thong bikini with all the kids around.
Did you get a hug?
No.
Darn.
No. But she's like sitting there in the thong bikini and the little kids are sitting there, you know, at the kiddie table.
Are they all her kids? Because that explains.
No.
We don't have that.
No. I wished I'd have had that. I have a crush on some of my cousins.
That's weird.
Are you okay?
No, he's not.
You're not supposed to crush on your cousins.
Why not?
Are they at least like second cousins?
Well, we didn't never hook up or nothing. I just thought she was pretty.
There's a certain age where, you know, they say kissing cousins. I mean, honestly, you've thought one of your cousins was attractive. At least it had their, okay.
I knew Hawk would have my back on
this. Yeah, I got your back, man. I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, my heavens.
Not one of your relatives is a good.
Do you want me to bring in pictures?
I just want some. Okay, yeah.
Prove it. Like, they're in a thong, I do.
But you know what? We're talking about like when you're 11, 12, 13. You don't know
Okay. No, but maybe that says more about my genetic tree than it does anything
else. Well, and to be honest,
you have branches.
Mine was not a first cousin. I don't know how far she was, but she wasn't a first cousin.
That's weird.
I couldn't help
it.
Oh,
my goodness.
She was what she was.
Yeah.
You know, I have an article of celebrities and artists over the years that actually have married a cousin.
Okay, okay. See? I'm not wrong with that.
I should post that.
So, as far as people you want to avoid or people that get on your nerves, do you have any in your family that you can think of off the bat?
I mean, I have to avoid them all year long.
Well, in-laws don't count.
No, that's what I was thinking of.
I had an uncle tell me one time, if you were a little bit younger, and I said, oh, I'm glad that blood relation doesn't slow you down.
See? There you go.
But that's sick.
Wait. If you were younger or he was younger?
If he was a little bit younger.
I was kind of sick because it was really getting sick in my mind.
Yeah, you think we're sick.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think it's going to be great because it will tie in. Because they ask comedians, what does a comedian do or what do you do when an audience doesn't get your joke? Now, I think this info is going to be fantastic for us.
I already know the answer. You die on stage.
Boy,
because
feels...
we've tried it before. Hawk and I used to do a thing at the Max Comedy Club, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And we would introduce the comedians that were coming out. And so we tried to do a little stand-up before the comedian. And it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell your joke and no one laughs and you're just like, okay, I wish I could shrink into nothing right now. So that's what I think. They die.
Crickets.
Yeah, it happens in here.
Yeah.
Far too often.
That's why I think this will be good information. We can see how to handle that. Heck, I've made a living out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oddly enough.
Number one thing that a comedian will do, he says, or they say, will laugh at themselves. They'll just laugh at if the joke is tanked.
I feel like that makes it worse.
Really?
If you're the only one laughing at your joke, which, I mean, I've been there.
Todd does that all the time.
It makes it uncomfortable.
When I laugh at my joke?
No, when I do. When I laugh at my own joke and no one else does, I'm like, great.
That's when you say, I crack myself up.
I'm so funny. To me.
Number two on the list, he'll tap the microphone and say, hello.
Yeah.
Is this on?
Yeah.
I like
See,
that.
August still. Did it then.
Yes. I'm laughing at what this comedian did. Sarcastic remarks. That's Tom's specialty. That's his gift to the world, sarcasm.
It's a good gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what were you going to say after a failed joke, sarcastic? Do you say it about yourself or about the audience?
Don't ask me. Yeah. I don't fail my jokes.
Was that a joke?
No. It was sarcasm.
I see. That's why I don't like to leave people hanging. If I can tell that someone's trying to be funny, I'm going to laugh with them, because why would you just be mean and not? I don't understand it.
See, I don't like to reward people who are trying to be funny, but they're not. And then it makes them think they are funny, yeah. So they keep on.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems mean.
All right. They ask comedians, what do you do when the audience doesn't laugh at your joke? They keep talking. No speed bumps here. Let's keep on going.
That's probably the correct answer, is to move away from the accident.
Hey, are you asleep out there? Everybody wake up. That's what they'll say after a failed joke.
And this is like when you get on stage for something and you're like, how's everyone doing? And no one says anything. And some people will be like, I said, and they're like, we heard you the first time.
Right.
Like, oh, you just ignored me.
You didn't clap loud enough. We'll earn it.
Most of them, though, you can get the crowd pumped up, though. Especially at a concert where they're waiting for somebody, not you, to be on stage. Like, we're ready for you to get off the stage, but we'll clap if you'll get off the stage.
Yeah, scream loud or I'm not leaving.
The comedian will make fun of themselves if the joke has failed, which I think that's good. Self-deprecation is even funny in its own right. They'll look at the crowd and pause until someone laughs.
Just show up with your own little applause sign.
That'd be funny. They ad-lib on it until something funny comes, is what they say. So they'll just start ad-libbing, and it might take an hour, but something funny might come here in a second.
Which is a horrible idea.
Yeah, well, this is what they do, though. I'm like, you can tell them. You want me to get the comedians together? Tom's got some ways for you to be more funny.
No, I'm telling you what not to do when you weren't funny. And just keeping badgering people to try to get them to finally laugh is a horrible option.
Last two. And you're going to think these are bad, too. So a comedian, if the joke doesn't work on stage, they'll say it again.
They're like, the mic's off.
Because the people just didn't hear it the first time.
Yeah.
That's sarcasm right there.
That was. Thank you.
I told you, he's gifted right there. And then finally, they'll explain it. They'll explain the joke.
Oh, you do that. It's so annoying. Like, we understood the joke. It just wasn't funny.
Well, you, like you said, you make people earn the laugh. Like, sometimes, and I get it, because I'm like, you might not have gotten my joke.
It's not like they're highbrow or anything.
Well, they're not, but that's my kind of humor. Yours is highbrow humor.
But my point is, we get it. You don't have to repeat it. We got it.
But a lot of times, I don't get your sarcasm and your highbrow jokes, and I laugh anyway because everybody make fun of me because they think I didn't get that joke.
That's the worst.
So I ain't laughing at your jokes because they're funny sometimes to me, Tom. I just don't want to look stupid.
I think if I were a comedian, I'd say, I don't care if you've laughed, you've already paid to get in. I got your money already.
See, I'd laugh at that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.